Welcome back. I'm Mark Steiner. We're about to have a conversation with Vincent Thomas, who's assistant professor of dance at Towson University and has an opening starting this weekend at the Theater Project of two award-winning dance pieces that he put together. They won the Metro Dance Awards. One of them did. The other one won the 2008 John F. Kennedy Center Local Dance Commission Project. They're called Grandmother Project and Witness. And Vincent, welcome to the studios. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here.
So tell us about what's going on this weekend.
The concerts, there are two weekends. The first weekend is the Grandmother Project. And this particular work, I premiered it in 2006 at Dance Place in D.C., and then in 2007 at the Kennedy Center Millennium Stage. So this is a whole new version, and it celebrates grandmothers as the matriarch of our families, our communities. So in this particular production, there is a group of elderly women called Senior Electricity.
I like that.
And they are feisty. They are just great storytellers, and they're wonderful movers.
Where'd you find them?
They're in D.C. Uh-huh. They're in D.C.
They're a group that works together? It's
a group that works together.
As dancers?
As movers. Mm-hmm. They work out conditioning their bodies, their minds. There are some poets in there. Hmm. There's a master quilter in the group as well. She's a new addition to the group.
A master
quilter.
Which is?
She makes quilts.
Oh, gotcha. And well, how does that fit into dance?
Well, the piece is about grandmothers, and it was inspired by just looking and thinking about my grandmother, who I was very, very close to. And long story short, somehow there was a quilt that my grandmother owned that ended up in my hands after college. So somehow it ended up in this particular solo. Well, a couple of years ago before I went to Greece to perform, I was rehearsing at Towson and came back and the quilt had disappeared. So these women, yeah. So these women have made a brand new quilt for me for this performance.
Wow.
Yeah, and it also will feature Linda Denise Fisher-Harrell, who was a Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater soloist for 13 years. She's my colleague at Towson University. Steve Satta, who's in the theater department, I set a solo on him. Carl Grubbs, a Mary Sawyer Baker's Award winner from 2009 as
you
well.
You won that award last year, right?
Yes, I won the People's Choice Award, right. And Carl won the Mary Sawyer's Baker Award. He and I will be performing together as well. Some teens from the Morton Street Dance Theater.
Uh-huh.
So we're bringing together a lot of new stories, a lot of new dance pieces within the larger work.
And what about the other piece, Witness?
The other piece, Witness, it's basically about humanity. It's how we're investigating documents that govern our existence. And some of the documents that we've researched are the Pledge of Allegiance, the Preamble, the Ten Commandments, the Native American Commandments, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. So those are through the lens in which this particular piece. So
talk a bit about how you interpret that into dance. How's that work?
Wow.
Hard to do visually. I know we're on radio. But
yeah,
tell me
yeah,
what
yeah.
You can.
Well, you know, I think the opening quote is, "Life imitates art far more than art imitates life," by Oscar Wilde. So that was the physical impetus for the exploration into the piece. So I danced for a while and still do with Liz Lerman Dance Exchange. So a lot of my inspiration or work comes from that type of work where we're interested in story, interested in the voices of other people and how that translates and represents itself into physical dance. So we did a lot of word gesture movement and blowing that up and making it small, making it big, making it meaningful, and laying it on top of other stories and movement.
And who's doing these dances? Who are?
I have a core of eight dancers, and they're young dancers from all over Baltimore and D.C., Rockville, and a couple of students from Towson who are in the work as well.
So you've been here in Baltimore how long?
I've been here since 2002.
When we met the other night, I said that we have a dearth in this city when it comes to dance. You know, we need more. Talk about. I mean, your work in this community and the ideas you have for dance and pushing it and promoting it.
Yeah, I think it's it's one of those art forms that Baltimore definitely needs more visibility with. There's a lot of dance happening in Baltimore, actually. But can you see it every weekend like you can in D.C. or New York or in Philadelphia?
No.
So, exactly.
We should
be able
to.
We should be able to. And I think there's pockets of communities that support dance and those, you know, the companies around in Baltimore. But I'm hoping that through this effort of consecutive weekends that people can come and see work about grandmothers, and then they can come back and be inspired and be challenged by humanity through art and dance as well and music. So I'm hoping that, and I'm very appreciative to Theater Project for presenting me this year, and I'm hoping it will be great to have a house or a place where dance can be seen every weekend. And I'm just not sure, you know, where that will be, but I'm appreciative that Dance Place, I mean, Theater Project is starting, or they're having that opportunity. They present a lot of theater and avant-garde work there
as
well.
Yes, from all over the country, all over the world. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so as a choreographer, which is, I guess, for those who don't know, many people do, I mean, is he akin to being a director and playwright for theater, wrapped in one. So you talked to me the other night about how your approach to dance is, you know, we talk about ballet is what people think about all the time, but dance is a very broad thing. I mean, it's something that is that is open and dynamic. And you talk a bit about your philosophy towards dance.
Well, a lot of times I don't use the word dance. I use the word movement, especially in a lot of the work in the communities that I do, because what I've found is people shy away from the word dance because it may seem elitist. Oh, I don't do that.
And intimidating to some people.
And
really
intimidating.
Right.
And most of the times intimidating. And so I think through empowering people to realize that your birthright is to move. You were born moving before you were speaking or walking, and how to embrace that and understanding our bodies more from the internal and not to be so judgmental. So I'm a proponent and I'm an advocate of movement, movement theater, movement as dance, you know, and I do embrace the word dance because it's a very powerful word.
You're trained as a dancer.
I'm trained as a dancer. I'm trained as a musician.
And you're a performer.
I'm a performer as well. So I will not belittle that, but I embrace the word movement as well.
So going back to these pieces, and these pieces are kind of stretch the envelope, you said, because you have, I joked when I saw the picture a minute ago, I said, you know, I'm glad you just don't have a bunch of anorexic dancers on stage.
Right.
But you really do approach this thing in terms of age, body type, people on stage. It's not like narrow into this.
It's not. And one of the beautiful things that you'll see with the Grandmother Project is you'll see women who, Kelly Marie Berry, she just turned 75 on Monday. And she's this beautiful, beautiful dynamic mover. And she's a part of that Senior Electricity group. She's the founder of the Senior Electricity. So, and then we have youth from Morton Street who are 10, 11, 12 years old.
But it's more, so this is not amateur. These are serious people, serious dancers.
Yeah.
Who you have on stage doing really serious work.
And there are people that from the Senior Electricity group who've come to dance, who come to movement later, far later in their life, like in the 70s.
Wow.
And they're finding this way to live and to breathe and to be and to express themselves through movement. So it's a very powerful thing.
So this weekend and next weekend, this weekend will be Grandmother Project. The following weekend will be Witness at the Theater Project. Vincent Thomas, associate professor of dance at Towson University, is presenting his work, award-winning work. You can call 410-752-8558 or go to theaterproject.org or go to missiontix.com with an X and get your tickets and join us down there for Dance in Baltimore's Theater Project. Vincent, great to have you. Great. I'm glad
Thank
we met.
Thank you. Me too. Thank
Vincent
you
Thomas.
Very much.
Thank you, brother. Good to see you. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producer is Justin Levy. We're engineered by Zachary Coleman, and our interns are Judith Lloyd, Brian Boone, Richard Good, Gay Pinder, and Devin Finley. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again and podcast any of our past shows and hear new additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.